From Loblog.com, Marsha B. Cohen writes, ADL survey, that's Anti-Defamation League, shows Iran least anti-Semitic Middle East country. The results of a new survey released by the Anti-Defamation League, as deplorable as they are, show that Iran is the least anti-Semitic country in the Middle East. Not that the ADL is doing anything to point this out in their just released report entitled Global 100, an Index of Anti-Semitism. This surprising fact can only be uncovered by comparing Iranian responses with those of other Middle Eastern countries. So here are some of the questions that they were asked. Jews or, you know, indicators of anti-Semitic attitudes. Jews have too much power in the business world. Iran, 54%. Saudi Arabia, 69%. Oman, 72%. Egypt, 73%. UAE, 74%. Lebanon, 76%. Qatar, 75%. Bahrain, 78%. Jordan, 79%. Kuwait, 79%. Yemen, 82%. Iraq, 84%. West Bank and Gaza, 91%. Yes, right there. No surprise. Jews have too much power in international finance markets. Iran, 62%. And again, the rest of the numbers are pretty much the same, 70s through 90s. Jews still talk too much about what happened to them in the Holocaust. Iran, 18%. Nobody's complaining about that. Where the great Holocaust denier was the president. Jordan, 29%. These are a lot lower, generally the highest one, 64%. Jews don't care what happens to anyone but their own kind. Iran, 50%. West Bank and Gaza, 84%. Jews have too much control over global affairs. Iran, 49%. West Bank and Gaza, 88%. Jews have too much control over the United States government. Iran, 61%. Gaza, 85%. Jews think they are better than other people. Iran, 52%. Iraq, with the most there, 80%. Jews have too much control over the global media. Jews are responsible for most of the world's wars. People hate Jews because of the way Jews behave. And a lot of this is the same basic pattern. Iran is clearly at the bottom of this rank. And, you know, a lot of other countries, you know, are when they're at like 50, 60% are around 80, 90% for answers to these. The story goes on. Iran has a complicated relationship with its Jewish community and has a long way to go before it can be considered a safe haven for Jews. Even if some Persian Jews may disagree, still the ADL's data makes it clear that Iran is not only the least anti-Semitic country in the region, it also scores far better on every one of the ADL's 11 survey indicators by a statistically significant margin. That's something worth thinking about. Now, this is where this one anti-Zionist Jew sitting right here gets to have fun with this survey. Jews have too much power in the business world. Oh, that's if you count through their influence through governments, yes. Jews have too much power in international financial markets. Again, yes. Jews still talk too much about what happened to them in the Holocaust. Talk too much, I think that's really a blanket statement, but there are those that certainly do and use it to their advantage. As Norm Finkelstein has pointed out, the Holocaust industry is a whole other racket of using this emotional bullying that comes out of victimization language in order to support Judaism, or more importantly, subsidization of the state of Israel. Jews don't care what happens to anyone but their own kind. Again, certainly an overgeneralization, but there are individual Jews who obviously care only about themselves, and damn the rest of the Jews, damn the consequences, damn all the problems that come from the increased militarism and suppression of people all over the world to support the Israel state. Jews have too much control over the United States government. Yeah, any control over the United States government is too much control. And if you think the Israel lobby doesn't exist, hello. Jews think they are better than other people. Well, no, the individual Jews screwing it up for the rest of us certainly do, though. Jews have too much control over the global media, again, through government and the propaganda here in the United States. Yeah, absolutely. Jews are responsible for most of the world's wars. If you really want to give them credit for a lot of the financial manipulations, but to say most is probably inaccurate here. People hate Jews because of the way Jews behave. Well, maybe Israelis, but yeah, I guess you could score me pretty high on this rate of being anti-Semitic, so I guess I'm just your perfect self-hating, perhaps too honest Jew.
Non-interventionism is the opposite of isolationism.
How so?
So does every other person.
No.
Do you not support our military? Do you want to get nuked?
You think the active duty troops supporting Ron Paul are nuts?
Evidently.